Today's daf is Daf Chof Gimel. Just to remind you and to place us once again in the middle of this exciting sugya, we have a machlokes here between Chizkia, who learns that the makor of the only word that means isur hana'ah in addition to isur achila is lo ye'achel, but the word lo yochal does not mean that. And Rabbi Avu, on the other hand, who darshins any lo yochal, lo tochal, lo yochlu, all of them are mashmi isur hana'ah. And we've been asking questions actually on both of them, either just on Rabbi Avu or both on Chizkiah and Rabbi Avu. And now we're up to yet another question. And of course we're beginning to see a pattern here, that despite the fact that we've isolated words that mean Yisra HaNoah, none of them end up meaning Yisra HaNoah, because we always have a reason to say it's different. Because in the end the Gemara is going to say, well, if it doesn't make any difference, why are we making a drasha? But let's first see the whole pattern. Zahare Truma. Rachman Amar V'chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. Lo Yochal would mean, according to Rabbi Avu, you're not allowed to be nena from it. Which non ma'arvim l'nazir b'yayin l'yisrael b'truma. Now how would you be allowed to make a eruv using truma for Yisrael if he's not allowed to be nena? Tosis points out that if an eruv is only made for divine mitzvah, as we learned before, and mitzvot lav lehenot nidnu, this is not a very good question. We'll have to say that it's not going according to the man d'yomer who holds that you're only ma'arv l'dvar mitzvah. So this one, and it would be easy to get out of. But anyway, Rav Papa says, well, there's another way to get out of it, which is Shani Hatam, the Amar Kra, since the Torah says Trumatchem, and so here actually it's referring to the din of Trumat Maaser, but from there we learn out Truma is compared to Trumat Maaser anyway. So since it says Trumatchem, it should be yours, it implies Shalachem Tehe Lagabi Hana'ah, you can use it for your own benefit. Aha, which of course, according to Chizkiah, doesn't make any sense, because why do I need that? Right, it doesn't say lo yeyachel. So what's the point of trumatchem? This kid trumatchem doesn't come to be mati or anything. Trumatchem is the way the Torah refers to class issues. So trumatchem de kol Yisrael kamar. In other words, talking to all of Kol Yisrael, your truma, not to say it shall be yours to be nene. Well, what about the nazir? Rachman Amar michar tzanim va'atzag. And here indeed it says lo yeyachel. Now lo yeyachel would be a problematic issue, even according to Chizkiah. Correct. It doesn't say that. It says lo yochel. Sorry, it's a question on only a Rabbi Avu. It's not mi'arvin l'nazir b'yayin. Yet it says again, assuming that an eruv is not made by Yisrei Hana'ah, so why is it that we're allowed to make an eruv for a nazir with wine? Nizro shall lo yehi. Nizro is mashma that it shall be his own. Again, the Gemara doesn't ask here. Aliba the Chizkiah Thesis points out that we seem to leave that hanging. But he brings that there's also a girsa that says that according to Chizkiah, this would come to tell me that you're only migaleach on your own carbon, is zero shalom, and not on his father's carbon. But our girsa doesn't have it, and leaves Chizkiah without a problem. The Vashi says that's not how we know it. We know it from Kadosh Yiyeh Gadel Perasar Rosho. It defines here his Kedusha. What's his Kedusha? Gidulo Kadosh, Vein Davar Acher Kadosh. Kadosh in the sense of Yisur Hana'ah. Only the gidol of his seyar, which has to be burned there in the Beit HaMikdash, burned underneath the korban. But no other element of the yisur is osur b'amdo. Well, where do you get that? Where does it say that that's the meaning of it? I mean, if it's coming to tell me halacha about gidol seyar, how do you know to use it to tell me and not anything else? There's no extra word over here. You're right. Machvar tekin Mar Zutra. Let's go back to the original answer, Mar Zutra's answer. Nizro means shalom. Well, how about chodesh? Chodesh, the new grain, before you bring the omer. The Torah says, lechem v'koli v'karmel lo tochlu ad etzem ayom hazeh. Now, according to Rabbi Avu, lo tochlu should mean you're not allowed to be nene from chodesh. Utznan, it says, beferush, kotzele shachat u'ma'achil beimadik. You can grow at the one-third level. When it grows up a third, then it's right to feed to an animal. And it will regrow. Now, you're certainly being nene from it. Omer of Shemaya, shaniatam di'amakra k'tzirchem. Tzirchem shelachem yehei. Since it says Ktzirchem, it means it's your own Katsir. And again, according to Chizkiah, you can't ask why does it say Ktzirchem? Because the derech of the Torah is to say Ktzirchem, the whole Yisrael mashma. Okay, what about Shrotzim? How about non-kosher food? The Torah says Sheketzu, this is a reference to all of the minim. There it's referring to Sheretz. Okay, call us Sheretz HaSheretz. But there it says Lo Yeachel. Lo Yeachel means that even according to Chizkiah, it should be Aser Bahana'ah. Utnan Sayadecha Yava Ofot V'Dagim. Shinizdam Nileyem Minim Tmeim. You got a fisherman. He pulls up his net. He's trying to get tuna, and there he goes with a dolphin. what do you do with the dolphin? Because you have to release them. Can you sell them? What's the law?
Mutarim l'mokhram l'nochrim.
You can sell them to goyim, even though it's not kosher. And it says lo yeachel. It should be yasur b'hana'an. Shaini hatam says the Gemara. But both Chizki Rabbi Avu have a diak over here. Because it says, davke l'loshen l'chem. The lachem is shekets. You lachem. It shall be a shekets for you. Shalachem ye. Well, if that's the case, then well, why does it say only if in his net comes up dolphin? Why can't he raise non-kosher species to sell a chatchila? It's only saying don't eat. So yochi afilu chatchila nami. That's true. But shaynei hacha the amakra yihiyu shekets yihiyu lachem. Shekets yihiyu lachem means the habayatan yehu. That should be their existential definition. They are shekets. Keep away. Well, it's according to Chizkiya. What do you have to try to make us crazy? Don't write lo yeachel. Write lo yochal. And then you don't have to say this other business of lachem. And then you need now the yihiyu. No, it's very simple. Say lo yochal. And that makes it absolutely clear, correct? So according to Rabbi Avu, I understand, because there's no way to tell me not to eat something without its meaning simultaneously, not to be nena from it. But according to Chizki, I have a choice. I can write lo yochal, and then it would mean only don't eat it. And I can write lo yeachel, which would mean don't be nena. So here the Torah says lo yeachel, and then writes another word to say, but I don't mean it. I said, don't say it. So lomali lomitzav lo yeachel amaisa lachem lomishra aria. Why do we need the lo yeachel and then need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter? Lo lichtav rachmana lo yeachel. Instead of writing lo yeachel, simply write lo yochal, and then you won't need lachem. You know, you're absolutely right. And guess what? That's precisely how I know that lo yeachel is Yisra'ana. The Torah goes out of its way over here to write lo yeachel and then to insist on writing lachem to show me that when I use the word lo yeachel under other circumstances, it indeed means Yisra'ana. I wasn't only relying on my grammatical analysis of lo yeachel. I was relying on this example, which the Torah says, it's dafka over here that I'm being matir b'hana avet, which I write lo yeachel. But if I'm not matir b'feirish with a lachem, then lo yeachel indeed means isur hana'a as well as isur achila. Okay, chometz. Chometz, it says lo yeachel. Now, the problem is that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, when he comes to argue now on Rabbi Yehuda, who says that chometz she'ovra lo v'pesach is osur b'hana'a, Rabbi Yossi Aglili's response is, you know, you can wonder about chometz during Pesach being asur b'hana'a. Where the heck you come off saying after Pesach? It's a tamei l'atzmecha. Hey chometz asur b'hana'a kol shiva. Where in the world would you come up with the idea that there's any asur b'hana'a on chometz even during Pesach? What is that supposed to mean? It says lo yeachel. I thought that's the whole point. Ah, but Pesach, it's different. Shani adam. The Amar Kro, the Torah says, lo yirael chasa'or. So it stresses lecha dafka your seor, which is asur b'achila, is still yours, meaning that you're still having hanof from it. Said the rabbanan, but that's not what it means. It means shelcha in the sense you can't see your own chametz. Avot toreh shelacherim shelgavua. You can see a goyis chametz, or you can see hekishes chametz. But how do you say that shelcha means you can be nenech from chametz? The idach says Rabbi Yossi, but it says lo yelecha twice, v'lo yera elecha. So you have two lechas, shrei lecha k'tivi. So one indeed is to tell me you're allowed to see the chametz of an aku, chametz of hekish, and the other one is to tell me that that chametz that you do have is only asur b'achila, not asur b'amar, and it's shelcha. V'idach, say the rabbanan, no, there's no lecha left over to tell me heter hana'a, because I need two separate lechas. Chad b'nochri shekivashto, v'chad b'nochri shelo kivashto. As we saw earlier, there's an afkamina between a nochri that is kovush tachat yadcha. If I only had one, I would say, okay, the shelcha ata yataroya v'lataroya shel nochri is dafka goy that isn't tachat yadcha. So you have no control over him. He isn't shayach to you. He's not working for you. And so on. Maybe over there the Torah says there's no akpada. But if he's tachat yatcha, then indeed it would be asur. Comes along the additional lacha to tell me, no, even a step away. Even if he's kavush tachat yatcha, even that is not asur to you. So Rabbi Yossi, what lacha are you using to tell me heter hana'a? Says Rabbi Yossi, well, there's three lachas. Because you forgot the other pasuk of lo yirei lacha. So lo yimatzei lacha. That's the case, I got threes. So I need two for Nochri, one Shkivashto, one Shalokivashto. And one to tell me Shalchayeh for Heter Ana'a. The Idach and the Rabbonin say, no, you don't have three. Because the Lo Yera Elecha Sor B'chog Vulecha, one is said in terms of Lo Yera Elecha Chametz, the other is in terms of Sor. Lo Yera Elecha Sor. I need both Sor and Chametz, because if I only had one, I would say, okay, Chametz is not as powerful as Sor, so maybe only Sor is awesome. On the other hand, if you'll tell me chametz, I'll say, okay, that's because chametz is edible. Sor is only used to make sourdough, make other things, but it itself isn't eaten. So I need two psukim because there's a tzat chumra for sor, tzat chumra for chametz. So therefore, I don't have an extra pasuk. I need all three. Two different types of nochri, shekivashto v'shelo kivashto, and two different types of chametz, one chametz and one sor. So where do you still don't have a heter hana'ah. That's what the Rabbanan time is. Okay, let me get Tanoim. Maybe indeed we should just bite the bullet and say that there's a machlokas Tanaim in regards to whether an Isra Achila is automatically Mashman Isra Na'a. Because take a look at this. We know that the Torah says when it comes to the Chelev of Nevela, so it says, Chelev Nevela, the Chelev Trefa, Yeyaseh Lechol Melacha, V'yachol Lo Tochlu. Okay, you're not allowed to eat, says Beferish, you're not allowed to eat Chelev. This has been our president's concern. What do we do about Chelev? According to Rabbi Avu, Chelev ought to be Yaseh Ba Na'a. So now, why does the Torah say this strange business, Yeyaseh Lechol Melacha, use it for work? What is use it for work supposed to mean? So, Matam Lo Melachol Melacha. Why does it say use it for every kind of work? Sheyachol Melachet Gavoa Yehi Mutar Lemelachet Hedyot Yehi Asur. I might think that maybe, so when it said Lechol Melacha, I would say over here, look, if you need to use Chelev for work in the Beis HaMikdash, we're over there, the Torah gives Chelev basically to the Beis HaMikdash, correct? Because the Chelev is what's put on the Mizbeah. So I understand that Chelev should be used, let's say, for polishing up the Olot and, you know, making them Ubadim with good oil. Okay, well, certainly not. Anybody should be able to use a guy who stam has chelev from nevela. I mean, chelev, the Torah said, don't eat, would mean don't be nene. Therefore, it says, l'chol melacha, even from melechet hedyot. Give it Rabbi Yossi Aglib. Rabbi Akiva says, that's not the issue. There's no havamina that there's a problem of iser. The problem of iser is that there's a problem of tumah b'tayra. That's the point. If you have a nevela, so in Lechor, the Chelev is part of the Nevela. If it's part of the Nevela, it should be Matami the way a Nevela is Matami. Therefore, it comes on the Pesach to say, Sheyachol l'melechet hedyot yehi tahor. I would have thought just the opposite. I said, look, you want to use the Chelev? Use the Chelev gezinter heit, but certainly you can't use it for hekdesh, because it's Tamei. So l'melechet govoa yehi Tamei. Talmud l'mar l'chol melecha. You can use this Chelev even in the base of Migdash. There's no Kshash of Tuma. It comes from a Nevela. The Chelev is not part of the Tumas Nevela. Shabbat is finished. And what are they arguing in? Lechora, what they're arguing in is this issue. Rabbi Yossi, apparently what happened over here is, Rabbi Yossi says, the Tuma V'Tayra lo Yitzchak. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me Dinim of Tuma V'Tayra. Ki Yitzchak lo Yitzchak V'Heter. I've got a problem over here of Yitzchak V'Heter. But so, apparently, according to him, if it says lo Yachel, or lo Yochal, it means there's a problem of Heter Ana'a. I need a new Pasuk to tell me Yitzchak V'Malachat Mutter. Rabbi Akiva says, on the contrary, the Torah wouldn't have to be matirit, because why would I think it would be usher? Did it say anywhere that you're not allowed to be nene from chelev? It just said, don't eat chelev. So if the Torah is coming to say, don't eat chelev, use it for whatever you want. You don't, right? I'd use it for whatever I want. Why do I need you to tell me use it for? Why would I think it's usher? Must be that the Torah now is coming to discuss the question of whether it would be tamei or tahor, not whether it would be usher or mutter. So therefore, ki itzrich kra, only l'tumah v'latayra. Now, what does that boil down to? Well, it's down to the machlok. It's about whether lo tochlu is mashmi sarachi alone, or whether tochlu mashmi sarachi. No. So my love, what can you forget? The Rabbi Yossi agreed that sarva lo tochlu would have been mashmi beni sarachi la beni sarana. Therefore, when the Torah comes along to be matirit, it's coming to be matir over here, the yisr of the chelav nevela to be mutar bahana'a. V'chiyata kralam isharia le nevela bahana'a udiyata. It's coming to tell me bedafka, not the question of tumah v'tayra, but rather the heter of Hana'a itself. Mashenkin, Rabbi Akiva holds, why would I think it's Asr Bano? Yisra Achila Mashma, Yisra Ana Lo Mashma. V'chiyatakra, therefore the only meaning of the Pasuk must be Lutuma V'Tayra. So it turns out that there's a real old Machlokes Tanoim about the Shaila of whether there's Yisra Ana included in the Yisra Achila. Well, not necessarily. It could be that all over in the Torah, the Kulei Ama Lo Tochlu indeed is Mashma, just as Rabbi Avu suggests. Benisur Achila, Benisur Hana'a. The Machlokes over here is something completely different. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savar basically says, look, did we not have a pasuk to tell me that Nevela is Mutar Bana'a from give it to the Goy, sell it to the Goy, give it to the Ger? We had that. When we were Matar Nevela, what, you think we were only Matar the meat of the Nevela? We weren't Matar the Chelev of the Nevela. So I already know that Chelev would have been Mutar. So if that's, I'm sorry. That's we had that sport with Rabbi Akiva. So Nevela is talking about only the Nevela, according to Rabbi Yossi, not the Chelev of the Gid. Rabbi Akiva holds Kishut the Nevela, it includes the Chelev of the Gid also. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, I never learned the Heter of Chelev. Because even though the Torah said, give it to the Ger, wasn't referring to the Chelev, it was referring to the meat. According to Rabbi Akiva, when it said, give it to the Ger, was referring to the Chelev as well, and to the Gid Anashik, or whatever there is. Therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, I don't have a pasuk to tell me that the Chelev is Mutter, how do I know? He says, what do you mean, how do you know? You know, Nevela, his Mutter doesn't include the Chelev. No, it doesn't include the Chelev, because Chelev isn't the part that you should eat. It was the part anyway that would be awesome. So Mimela, I need this pasuk of Lachom Melacha, yes, Lachom Melacha, to tell me that the Chelev is also Mutter Bana'a. Was Rabbi Akiva Hotz Kishutan Avela Chelba Vegida Nami Hutra? And therefore I already know the Chelev is Mutter Bana'a. Keeps the Chelev to Mevatayra. Therefore, the only meaning of the pasuk would be to tell me there's no din of Tumas Levelas on the Chelev. But you certainly cannot prove from here what the status normally would be of Lo Yochal. Because in fact, everybody would agree normally, if it wouldn't be for the special actor of Nevela, that a Lo Yochal would have been Mashmi Yisrach Yisrach Yisrana. Right. Right. You know, it's a bit, the Chalal, that's not a good... Well, let's get back to that. But sticking to our question of Yisrach Yisrana. So now, the question is, you're very right, but only Ashken Chalav. According to Rabbi Yossi, it only says Yaselechol Melacha on Chelav. It says Vechelav Nevela, Vechelav Trefa, Yaselechol Melacha. What happened to the Gid on Asher? The Gid, according to Rabbi Yossi, if he's saying the Chelav isn't included, then the Gid is also not included, which means I don't have a Heter Hanoa for Gid on Asher, and I don't learn it out not from the Veil, and I don't have another pasuk the way out by Chelav. How does he know that the Gid on Asher is Mutter Bana? Says the Gemara, first of all, maybe he doesn't. Iboy Temachinami. I mean, there is a Shita we saw that a Gid is Asher Bana. Maybe he agrees with that. Or it could be he holds. It could be he says to himself like this: if Chelev, that is Anush Koreit, is Mutter Bana'ah, because the Torah went out of its way to say Yaseh Lachol Melacha, so then Kol Shekein the Gid, which is Eino Anush Koreit, so Kol Shekein it should be Mutter Bana'ah. That's a good point. So why, in fact, does Rabbi Shimon end up saying that Chelev is Mutter Bana'ah and the Gid is Asher Bana'ah? He was a Shita that said that we learn out in Isra Ana'ah for the Gid on Asher. So Rabbi Shimon, the Asar, he says that's not a raya, because Malach Chelav Shekein Utter Mechlolo Etzolchaya. Then Rabbi Gid Shlo Utter Mechlolo Etzolchaya. A Gid on Asher is Asar whether the animal is a Chaya or a Behema. Chelav is only Asar if it's an animal that's Roilam is Beah. So it's only a Behema, not a Chaya. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, how can you bring me a raya from the fact that the Torah was Matir Chelav, where Chelav, the Torah in general, is not very Makbid on? Because we see the Chelav of a Chaya is kosher even to eat. So, of course, when it comes to the Yisra of Chelev, okay, even when I answer it, I don't answer Pana'ah. But the Gid, which is answer both on a Chai and a Behemah, maybe it would be answer Pana'ah. So, Rabbi Yossi, how can you derive from a Kal Vachomer? That makes no sense. Says Rabbi Yossi, V'idach, what will Rabbi Yossi say to that? He'll say, can we please stick to the issue? I'm talking about a Behemah. What are you talking about a Chai? I'm talking about what the din is of Chelev versus Gid. That's where the Pasuk appears. Yaselecho Melacha. I'm talking about the Chai. So, if that's the case, we've proven that a Gid by a Behema is okay? Fine, okay, so once we've proven that it's okay, so then Memela, it's okay across the board? That's what those explain it. Once I know already, I was showed you that the Lashon of don't eat the Gid on Ashak in Lo Yochlu, it does not mean an Isra Anah when it comes to a Behema. So how would it mean an Isra Anah when it comes to the Chayah? So I've proven that there's no Isra Anah by the Gid as well. Okay, maybe made to Machlokas, perhaps not. We don't really know what Rabbi Yossi says, but according to this Yibay Seima, we could say he argues on Rabbi Shin. Okay, but can we get now, please, to the bottom line? I mean, we've gone through every single Isser in the Torah. It turns out that every one is an exception to the rule. I'm just interested. Where's the rule? I mean, bring me something else. I've thought of everything, every single case. And every one I tell you, you say, well, that's different. Now, how many, well, that's different, are there going to be? So, Mirti. Usvinu kol hanikroi. Look, I've asked you from every pasuk I could think of. And you all have an answer, right? B'shaninu. You always find a reason to say that this case is different. So I don't understand, Bechlal, what is this, a theoretical argument? What are Chizkiah and Rabbi Abu arguing about anyway? Because, I mean, it turns out that it's all the same. It boils down to a question of whether I like the word Yochal or I like the word Lo Ye'achel. But the bottom line is we're agreed in all cases that it's the same, whether it would have said Lo Ye'achel or whether it says Lo Yochal. So I don't understand the meaning of this, my focus. They're arguing what? Chizkiah Rabbi Abu, my plea, Bechomets bePesach, Valibet Rabbona. They're only arguing, we say, that where it says every time the word don't eat, it always says a heter. There's only two cases where it doesn't, right? Shor HaNisko and Chomets bePesach. That's the only two places. And again, it's only a theoretical argument, because they both agree that in essence it would have been us. So fine. If you learn, obviously not like Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbanon, the whole Chomets bePesach is us, Rabbanon, I'm talking about. According to Rabbi Yossi, Chomets bePesach is another example of a that's case different. Why is it different? Because of Lecha. Okay, but if you don't hold up, that case is an exception. So you've got two cases where it actually does mean an Isra Hana'ah and doesn't just mean an exception that it's only an Isra Chiyuv. So I'll leave it to Rabbanan by Chomets bePesach. And by Shorhan Niskal, everybody's motive that lo ye achel by the Shorhan Niskal means that you're not allowed to have anah. Very nice. Okay. I'm just curious now, if you tell me. Chizkiah is learning it out from the word lo ye achel. Rabbi Abu is saying, well, even if it didn't say lo yachel, it says lo yochel, same thing. Right? How does he know that? Because he learns out from the veil, and the veil says lo yochel, and since it's matirit, so it comes to tell me that it would always be Aser Bahana'a, except of course there is no such case, because every case is Yotzei Min HaKlal. I mean, so can I ask you please, Bein Lamar, Aser Bahana'a. The only two cases that are relevant, Shomis Pesach, Shoran Yisrael, we're agreed that whether it would have said Lo Yochal, or whether it says Lo Yeachel, it's exactly the same. You can't show me any difference between the two cases. I don't know what the heck we're arguing about. But this is an amazing question, because what it means is that if you can't show me some type of experimental difference, then that statement is meaningless. What do I care? See, if I could bring you experiments, says, okay, here it says Lo Yochal, does it say Lo Yeachel? Is that a difference? Nah, it's a special case. And every time I do that, it's a special case. So that means you haven't succeeded in finding a single example where we can search for an experimental difference. Did the Torah ask this or did it not? So we're arguing in theory. What does that mean? It's a meaningless discussion now. So tell me what the difference is. So much for angels on pinheads, right? We're not concerned with that kind of question. Explain to me a practical distinction between the two that I can look at and test. Ah, says the Gemara. I'll tell you, there is a difference. There is a difference. Ika beinaya, the difference would be like this. Chulin shenishkato ba'azara turns out to be a difference, right? Because according to Chizkiah, we're stuck with the word lo ye'achel. So he holds that when it says lo ye'achel, and only when it says lo ye'achel, it's awesome. When it says lo yochal, so lo yo, remember that we ended up with a machlokas according to, let me just remind you so that this should make a little bit more sense. How did we get to the din of chulin shenishkato ba'azara? We said that depending on how you understand the case of Nevela, you may need, let's say that you learned Dvarim Kiktava, like Rabbi Yehuda. The Torah was not coming to be Matir a Nevela, it was coming to Aser a Nevela. Then Lo Yochal does not mean Isura Hana'a all over the Torah. How then do I know it, says Rabbi Yehuda? I know it only from Lakelav Tashlifunoto, when it comes to Treifa. And I darshan Oto, but not anything else. Fine. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. You don't need that. So what does he do with Oto? Comes along Rabbi Meir and says, Oto ata mashlich lekelev, but not chulin shenishkato ba'azara. Now, the question, therefore, of whether I use lo yochal to mean that anywhere else in the Torah lo yochal would be an iser, or whether I use it the way Rabbi Yehuda uses it, fascinatingly enough, boils down to the distinction of whether chulin shenishkato ba'azara is also or not. You know, the surface has absolutely no relationship. Because if I need the lo yochal over there to aser, the way Rabbi Yehuda does, to aser giving away the ger's piece to the goy, or selling to a ger instead of giving to the ger, that's dvarim kichtava, then I need a kelav tashlich chunoto to tell me the din of Yisra'an all over the Torah. And there's no basis for chulin shenishkato ba'azara. But if I hold like Rabbi Meir, and there is a halacha of chulin shenishkato ba'azara. Now that boils down to a very practical nafkamina, says the Gemara here, between the approach of Chizkiah or the approach of Rabbi Abu, because Rabbi Abu is relying on the limud from the Vela. And he's saying that's from the Vela, I can derive that the din is that all over the Torah, where the Torah is not Matiyu Beferish, then actually it would be Aser Bahamana. Why then does it say Oto by Kelav Tashlichu Oto? Oh, that it says in order to tell me that Chulin Shenishkato Ba'azara or Aser Bahamana. Fantastic finish. But supposing I don't have the limud from the Vela, so then I have the opposite limud of chulin shenishkato ba'azara. Therefore, ika binayu chulin shenishkato ba'azara. So now, Chizkiah holds that where the Torah says lo ye'achel, and only where it says lo ye'achel, that's where it's aser ba'ana'a, as he derived it. So lekelav tashlichunoto is not coming to be mamayed other cases. What is it coming for? There's only one thing that it can be coming for. And that's as Rabbi Meir said. It's got to be coming to tell me that chulin shenishkato ba'azara or asur ba'ana'a. Whereas according to Rabbi Abu, who doesn't see any difference between lo ye'achel and lo yochal, and he derives it from the din of treifa, so that comes to tell me that other things are aser. Only a treifa is mutter like kelav tashlichu notar. It would be a big nafkamina, according to him. Indeed would be lav d'oraita, assuming that he holds of Rabbi Yehuda. That would be a nafkamina. Yosef Ahumi Rabban and Kameh the Rishvuba Nachmeni Yosef Karmar Mishmeh the Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi are yet a third pshat. In how it's actually a fourth pshat if we include Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir as two separate things. How do I know that Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah Ki Eved Yasrim Be'Achila Akinami Yasrim Be'Ana'ah? Now before you guys gang up on me, I want to make it very clear. I'm only talking about two cases. Kol Mitzvah Pesach and Shorah Nisgal. Every other case is Yotzei Min Hakolah. Fine. Who mind you? What am I referring to? Kol Mitzvah Pesach and Shorah Nisgal. Where? What do you mean where? What do you mean where? We know where. It says over there. Either the Lo Yachel or the Yo. What's the problem? What's wrong? No. Lo yochal, lo yachel is only Yisra Achila, not Yisra Hana'a. What about Yisra Nevela? Why doesn't he want to learn it out of lo yochal, lakelav teshlichun, excuse me, lo yochal, lagera she b'sharecha titznena? Why isn't that a good limud? No, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that isn't coming to be matir hana'a, it's coming to aser, selling to a ger, or giving away to a goy. So he can't learn it out from there. Alright, as a Rav Yehuda, so learn it from Treifa, from Akela Tesh Lekunota. Is Savalak Rav Yehuda, typically the Hechlin Akela Rav Yehuda. So what's wrong with Rav Yehuda's Russia? Kelav Tesh Lekunota, he can't use Rav Yehuda's Russia. Why? Because he holds it Kulin Shadish Kulin Azara is the right. And therefore the Oto comes to be Mamayat Kulin Shadish Kulin Azara. So now he doesn't have Treifa to tell me that elsewhere in the Torah, it's Aser Ba'anah. Therefore I am now asking, giving all of my Anachot. Can't learn it out from Lo Yachel. I don't hold the Chizkiyah is Rosh. Can't learn it out from Lo Yochal by Nevela, because I hold of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's coming to tell me Yisurim. Can't learn it out from Treifa, Lakel Tosh Vichudoto, because I hold Chulin Shnish Tuba Azor is derived from that case. Okay, so you ask me, so where the heck do you know it from? Well, that's what I was about to tell you before you interrupted. Here's where I know it from. Vinayan, getting back to my words.
Having the right to ask the question.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we've been through quite a bit already. We don't have to go through this again, do we? You do indeed. So minayin, we know it from a whole different source. It says in the Torah, Kol chatat asher yuva midamei lo amoy lechaper b'kodesh lo teyachel. Any chatas that has been brought inside of the echal is usher to eat. And then it continues on to say, ba'esh tisarev. Now, explain to me why I need to write ba'esh tisarev. Because we know, it says elsewhere by the case of Moshe and Aaron, v'inei surat. So we know if it's possible that it needs to be burned. Why does it then repeat Beish Tisarev? Ma'atam alama Beish Tisarev. In Eino Inyan Gufo, I certainly don't need to know that a chatat that was nifsal has to be burned. Tichtiv v'inei surat. Moshe Rabbeinu is screaming at Aaron and saying, what happened over here? Why did you burn lo v'adam ala kodesh nima? So in other words, if you would have brought ala kodesh nima, I wouldn't be angry at you. I would have said, now I understand why Beish Tisarev, the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh. I don't understand what happened. Why did you burn it? In lo huvadam ala kodesh pnima. So in other words, it's a given that had it been brought ala kodesh pnima, we would have had to burn the Chatas. So then why does the Torah say again, O Chatas shuva asher yuva midama? Must be to tell me that in eino inyan legufa, dichtiv inei surav, sineu inyan lechol isurin shabat Torah. Tell us that it's coming to say all other Isurim in the Torah, where there's an Isur lav, are usur. And of course, Elohim Lachil, I mean, obviously that the Isur lav itself is the, even though it said, does the same thing about Hana'ah, but since it says an Isur Achila, we don't need the Isur Achila, it's Elohim and Isur Hana'ah, must be therefore that the Isur Achila that is written in this means actually an Isur Hana'ah as well. And therefore, you have a whole different marker. What about all these cases? They're all exceptions to the rule. Each one, because I have a different makar for the exception. You'll ask, if that's the case, if the makar by chatat is to tell me that it's usur ba'ana'ah by telling me I have to burn it, so doesn't it follow that every usur ba'ana'ah has to be burned? If this is your whole source, so why not say, ma'kan b'sreifah, kol isurin shabbat b'torah, should also be b'sreifah? No, for that, the Torah goes out of its way to say, ba'kodesh lo te'achel ba'esh tisarev. Only ba'kodesh ba'esh tisarev means ba'kodesh b'sreifah, ve'in kol isurin shabbat b'torah b'sreifah. So let us review. We have basically four mikorot for how we know the din of Isra Achila being always inclusive of Isra Hana. The fact is that when we say always inclusive, there's only two cases that are always inclusive. Every other case, whether it's Chodosh, whether it's Truma, whether it's Nazir, well, every case we came up with is an exception to the rule. But the rule stands. And the rule is that the words either lo ye'achel or lo yochal always means an iser achila and an iser hanah, unless I'm told otherwise. How do I know that? The most likely candidate, says Rabbi Abu, for how I know that, is the fact that when the Torah says don't eat an avela, it has to give me a heter to go ahead and to give it to a ger. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not a good marker, because maybe it's telling you you have to give it to a ger, not that you can give it to a ger. So, scratch that. Okay. What then is the marker? Well, it says a treifa is also bachil, and it has to allow me to use it for dog food. There you go. Must mean that if it wouldn't have told me to use it for dog food, it's us. Of course, that may also not be a raya, because it may not be referring to dog food. It may be referring to something completely to another, to all he's serving for dog food. Maybe he's referring dafka to chulin shenishka kubazara, which, as you recall, was part of the set. Because the set of treifa includes any bus that's yotzichutzu mechitzato. The yotzichutzu mechitzato includes hekdesh that goes out of the Beit HaMikdash and is the mirror image of chulin that goes into the Beit HaMikdash, right? If we pluck it out of the air, it's a part of chulin. Okay, but that's two possible sources. Chizkia says, actually, the mocker is the fact that when the Torah says, this we just have to take, when the Torah says, lo yachel, it has to go ahead and to tell me, by shkatzim or imachim, that nonetheless, if you catch a dolphin, lachem, that is a right. If I don't say lachem, then lo yachel, which applied to Shara Niskal and Chametz B'Pesach, tells me an Isur Hana'ah. That's the third possibility. The fourth possibility is if you hold up none of the above, but Yossi Aguli obviously doesn't hold, you don't hold any of the above, then the last place is the fact that the Torah tells me a chiyuv to burn a korban chatas that was nichas bifnim, despite the fact that I already have that information from the events on Yom HaShemini, where Moshe and Aaron got into a whole lumpish discussion of why he burned the korban chatas of Rosh Chodesh. And one of the things Moshe said, look, if you would have told me that you were machmas, but there's another one of the psukim, they're going real wild, it doesn't make any sense. Wait, what are you discussing with all? But it's a very lumpish discussion, I'm not used to do lumpish. Out there, we have another example of where, like, what is this all about? Chagai's not used to that kind of shit. It's supposed to be a moral issue. But anyway, so it comes along out of Torah to say over there that v'inei surah, that hen lo, indeed it's not that yichnas domo pnima. But if it would have, then it would have been surah. So why then does Torah have to repeat? That must be to tell me a whole new halacha, that generally speaking, where it says lo yachel, except of course where it says otherwise, which is everywhere, but that it means iser achila and iser hana'ah. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's trap. Now, lemaisa, we ended up going through all of the other places, and it turns out that they were not nogea, whether it was dam kotshim or dam chulin, and the halachas of or the din of truma, the din of chadash, or the din of orla, or the din of nazir, the din of chelev, the din of gid, anything you came up with was always a reason for it to be otherwise. That's not a problem. It's true that generally we look for elegant solutions, but in this case, because we have an indication that the etzem, the meaning of achila, certainly lo yeachel, is things that are makrid to achila, when you make it possible to be ochel, we have to look at each one of these cases individually and accept the fact that there may very well be strange occurrences where 98% of the cases are exceptions to the rule. It's very odd. Because we don't have any indication that the opposite is true, that the rule is it should only be achila. And we have some special case over here that tells us otherwise. Unless, of course, you have the Balasharm Nakim, I think, but we had another instrument. So we are stuck to bite a bitter bullet. A rule that has only two applications in the Torah. Yeah, let's do it briefly. Chav Gimel. V'arei Truma, Madrachim Amar V'chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh U'tanan Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin Yisro V'Truma Amar V'Papa Shani Adam D'Yamakar Trumat Chem Shalachem Tehe Ben Abad Chizkiya Trumat Chem just means the Ko Yisro Harei Nazir Drachman Amar V'chartini V'atzag Lo Yochal U'tanan Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin Amar Mazut Shani Adam Yom Akran Nizro, meaning Shaloye. Ravaj says, no. It's because it says, Kadosh Ya Gadel Perasaro Sho. Only Gidulo is Kadosh. Ain't the Varaka Kadosh. Come on, it doesn't say that. Ain't the Varaka Kadim. And the Machvartikin Amar Zutra. Aye, what about Chizkia? Tarsus explains that a little bit of Chizkia may be on Nizro Megaleach, and Megaleach on the Zirut Aviv in terms of what carbon he can bring. How about Chodosh? Achman Amalakam the Kolibit Karma Lotokhluad Etzema Yom Azet. Utznat kotzel shachat u'machila b'ima What about Chizkia? He says, Chizkia just means Chizkia to call Yisrael Mashem. Well, how about Shrotzi? Achmon Amar Sheketu lo Yeachel. Utzlan said, Echayavo Vizbedog Mishdam la Minim Tmeim Mutarim la Mochum la Mochum. Well, Shani Atman Yomar Kar Lachem, Shalachem Yil. If that's the case, Afil Chatkila Nami, it says Yil Bavayatanyu. Ula Chizkia Lama Leva Mikhtav lo Yeachel. In which case we need now to have Lachem to be Matirid. Lo Liptov Rachmana lo Yeachel, and instead write lo Yochal, and then lo Boye Lachem. That's exactly the point, my dear friends. This is where I learned it from. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, now, exception to the rule, according to him. No, it doesn't mean, says Rabbi Yossi, that's true, but there's two lechas. Say the Rabbanan, yeah, but I need both of them. B'chad b'nochri shekiv ashto, b'chad b'nochri shalom kiv ashto. Says Rabbi Yossi, yeah, but there's three lechas. Yes, yeah, said the Rabbanan, true. But b'chad b'sohor, b'chad b'chomet v'tzricha. Shall we say that it's a bachlokes tanaim between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva? It says, b'chomet v'tzricha, b'chomet v'tzricha, chelev trefa, chelev nevela, yes, said l'chom melacha, matamud lomar l'chom melacha, because the Torah was never matir chelev. Talmud lomar lachol melacha diber biyosegli. Because it's in the meila. Talmud lomar lachol melacha. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says the tuba v'latayra lo yitzrikra. What are they arguing? Welcome in again. Rabbi Yossi Haglili serve a lot of klumash for Ben Yisrael and Ben Yisrael. No. V'kiyata kral v'sharyim and avela ba'na u'deata. Rabbi Akiva serve, no, it's only mash v'tzrach in the first place. Yisrael no lo mash, in which case kiyata kral notum of v'taira. No, that's in the machlok. Skoli hamaloto who normally is mashva ben yisrachila ben yisurana. Hokum hokum yiflik. We go to agli yisovar kishutra nevela. Only the meat was utra. Chela v'gida lo utra. Ki yitzur kala etra nao deata. Rabbi Akiva sovar kishutra nevela chelba v'gida nami utra. Therefore, I don't have a mocker to aser the chela. Therefore, ki yitzur kala only the tum of a tyra. So according to Gesa Glili, you only found a reason to be mater chela. But Giran Nasha, how about that? Maybe it should be Yotzabana. Ibai Tema, maybe Achinami does. Ibai Tema, maybe Michael Bikabachom. Ah, Chilev Shanushkarek, Butarabana, ah, Gitchenokar Anushkarek Lokoshke. Rabbi Shimon Dosa, Ikla Mifra Malachelev Shken Utar Mechlaloitz of Chaya, Toma Begitchlo Utar Mechlaloitz of Chaya, to which Rabbi Yossi responds, okay, but we're not talking about Chaya. We're talking about Bebeima Kamrina. Behema Miet Lo Yishtre. Utvino kol hanikroy v'shaninu. So then, what are we arguing about? This gave Rabbi Avu b'may pligi. What? Bechomet b'pesach. I'll leave it to Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And b'shar niskel divrei akol. According to Chizkia, it's because the language is lo yachel. And according to Rabbi Avu, it could have been lo yochal also. Naviglim in avela. The bottom line is ben lamar asrim ba'na'a. So then, what's the bottom difference between them? Ikebinayel from shadish kubazor. Chizkia sarva lo yachel. Is lemuute hani, and oto by the treifa, la kelap tashagun oto can only become to my punish of rubazara. Rabbi Avu is sava, oto is lemuute hani. Punish of rubazara indeed is lavdi or item. You know, yati v'omer rabbanu kabeder b'shumar nachmen yati v'kamer b'shmeder b'shul ben levi minayin lekolik shirin shabatora b'chiyechni asur b'achila alchinami asur b'ana'a. Referring to what, of course, only comes special b'shar yiska. What do you mean, minai? Then we have enough drushes already. Tepeklei mi lo yachel. No, lo yachel is rachil ha-mashma. Yisrael non lo mashma. Oh, so tepeklei mi nevela. No, sabak rebuta. Don't return to Toma. Sabak rebuta. Tepeklei mi yachem nabak rebuta. Bila kelef tashvura. No, can't learn from there either. Because rabak hulun shikudu ba'azor adi right. Okay, can we get back to the question? So minai. Dechtiv ko chatata she yuva mi dama la kodesh pnima. She ain't tam and loma veish tisarei. Ma tam and loma veish tisarei. Im eno in yan the gufo, dichtiv anyway, v'inei surav, so today when you call it surin shabbat Torah, im eno in yan the yachila, because that says beferish,
It's an alien Yitzharana. I'll ask if that's the case. The Bokar is Bisreifa. I've called it Shabbat Torah is Bisreifa. Or Makra. Bakodesh Loyacha Besh Tisareif. Dafka Bakodesh Bisreifa. The Inkol is Surin Shabbat Torah Bisreifa.